you had one central location for all Black content online, a place where Black-focused information was at the top of an internet search, where you could connect through social networks with like-minded people. Is that a step forward or segregationist? It's not a theoretical question. On Sunday, a group of entrepreneurs launched Blackbird, a web browser designed for African Americans. And today we've got Blackbird CEO Ed Young with us. He was one of the original co-founders of The Source magazine, and he's the CEO of Blackbird. We also have Harry Allen. He is the brain behind the blog Media Assassin, which you can find at harryallen.info. Hi, guys.
Hi, Farai.
So, Ed, you and I have not talked in a long time. Tell me what's different about your browser.
What is different about our browser is that it's a regular browser on face at face value, but one, two, or three clicks away, you have access to the expanded content that is available on the web that's targeted to the Black community. And so what we didn't want to do is segregate out Black from the web, but we wanted to pull that which is targeted to the Black community into the web in a much easier fashion. If you wanted to create this on your own, we've had people say, well, are you saying Black people don't know how to Google? And it's not just Black people, mind you. This is for anybody. We don't do a color test when you download it. It's available for anyone to download, and we really believe it gives a richer browsing experience. But what it does is it gives you access to content that does not show up easily. In our Blackbird search, as we call it, or Black search, when you do a search with us, all of a sudden the sort includes 150 and a growing number of content sites that include content targeted at the Black community that is available in a regular Google search.
Well, I want to bring Harry in here because, Harry, you're someone who looks a lot at not just the functionality and the tools of the internet, but how people use it. So how does the idea of this, as well as the execution, track with how you think Black folks use the internet, different types of Black folks?
Well, it seems that what Ed Young is describing is a piece of software that allows one to dig into the web and the internet more deeply. And by that I mean, even when you do any kind of search, what comes up in what place it comes up works according to certain algorithms in the browser. And either by the use of different algorithms or by focusing more closely on certain kinds of search terms or other kinds of ways to find content, it seems that what this software is trying to do is bring that content, Black focus or African American focus content, more to the fore. It's almost like, I guess, analogously, if you were to say, I'm in this city and I can go to this restaurant or McDonald's or whatever, but there's this one little place on the corner that nobody knows about that serves really good rice and beans. And if you know how to find that place, you're going to have a really good meal. So if I understand what this is supposed to do, it's supposed to pull out the content that's focused on African-American people that may not necessarily get up to the front, just the way that small little dive that serves that good food doesn't.
That's a great analogy, Harry. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
No, really. What it's doing is, and by the way, when you do a search with us, there's also a radio button right there that allows you to test it, to look at the regular web search, because it's the same search results, it's just sorted differently. Well, and so most people, when you think, have you ever done a search and found something on the first or second or third page from Ebony or Essence? It's just not going to happen unless you put Ebony or Essence in the search query. What we've done is brought it forward.
Ed, I just have to ask you about Whitebird. It's a spoof. I mean, I guess, you know.
I'd say it was brilliant in its spoof. It was well done. I have to give them credit for that.
Yeah. So it's Whitebird, a browser for white people. Right. White people sports takes you to a tennis site. White people recreation takes you to a North Carolina country club. Sounds like you're good natured about the spoof, but a larger idea of whether or not something that's Black focused in the way that your project is segregationist. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that the Whitebird browser, the spoof, actually helps to prove the point, because if you look at where the download points, it points to Apple Safari. And that's the point. It's not that Internet Explorer or Firefox or Safari or whatever other regular browsers in their incarnations are white bird browsers, but effectively they are because of the way the population in America is distributed.
All right, I have to go back to Harry. I know we have such a little amount of time. But Harry, what do you think? Just your quick 2 cents on whether or not this is segregationist to have a project that is black focused in its use of technology.
If I understand what the creators of the software are trying to do, they're trying to find content that people are having a hard time or a harder time finding otherwise. So why that absolutely segregationist correct seems to be unclear to me. Like why would that? It's like saying, well, if I go to a black library, that's segregationist.
Correct.
That's what information that I'm going to have a harder time finding otherwise.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have
in addition to, not only. Segregation is when you say only. We're saying this is in addition to, and it's for everybody.
All right. That's the last word. Ed, Harry, thanks.
Thank you, Farai.
We were talking to Ed Young, CEO of Blackbird. He joined us from WBGO in Newark, New Jersey. And Harry Allen, he maintains the blog Media Assassin at harryallen.info. He joined us from the NPR studios in New York.